Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Evan's Fight by Aaron Sanders. Narrated by Chris Chambers and Loretta Rollins. Prologue. Evan.
So, this is what the newest executive vice president extraordinaire does to earn the coveted corner office and obscene salary. You sit around and watch television?
I drag my attention from the wall of screens playing today's business news to find Jackson Hart leaning against my door frame with an arrogant grin.
Pull up a chair and I'll find the Hallmark Channel.
He chuckles, coming to sit across from my desk.
Some of us have to work for a living.
Too bad. I'm told the cozy mysteries are the shit.
He leans back, casting a glance around my office.
Here I thought your fancy promotion came with a full-time assistant. Maybe they could help you make this place more appealing. Clients with millions of dollars in investments rarely approve of their portfolio manager looking like a hobo.
I crack a smile and shake my head.
Is that why you're here? About the assistant position?
Can't a guy visit his friend without an ulterior motive?
I quirk an eyebrow, unmoved by his false statement. Jackson is a transplant from one of our branches and joined our team a few months back. I'd met him years ago when we hit it off. Our stories are similar in that we started with a bank after college and worked our way up, while my position heads up the financial assets and portfolio division. He serves as general counsel and chief resource liaison, which means he's responsible for the human resources team. He's wicked sharp, highly educated, and all around liked by all. It's not unusual for him to drop by and shoot the shit. In the last months, we've formed a friendship outside of work. But inside this building, he's typically all business, which is why he's here about my recent denial to take on a full-time assistant.
Okay, the position is one reason I'm here,
he admits. I'm good with continuing to share Tessa. We function well together, and her time split has never been a problem. If I find things change, we'll reassess before budgets. His expression grows serious as he sits forward, propping his elbows on his knees.
Evan, the 60-to-70-hour weeks can't continue. Having a dedicated person to take some of the load will free up some of your time.
You been talking to my mom and sister?
No, but sounds like they see the writing on the wall, too.
What writing is that?
Burnout, fatigue, stress, premature anxiety, all the textbook symptoms.
Ah, here comes the psychological assessment side of Dr. Hart.
He hates the reference Dr. Hart. He's nowhere near a true doctor. But his years of training on employee behaviors make him somewhat of an expert.
Would be falling on my job if I didn't take the health and well-being of my employees seriously.
Jackson, I'm good. Promise. I knew what I was getting into when I decided on this career. But I also know how to make the break.
This is mostly true. He studies me for a second and nods his acceptance.
I'll note that as an issue to be discussed at a future date. We'll readdress in a month.
Whatever you say. What else is on your mind?
If you didn't like my push for the help, you're certainly not going to like what's coming next.
An uneasy feeling skates over me, and I wait for him to elaborate.
You've heard about the changes to the PTO and comp time policies we're implementing?
Vaguely. Not my wheelhouse since I'm not involved.
Well, it's about to become your wheelhouse because human resources slid your file to the front. Even with the new rollover policy and the payout grid,
You stand to lose a significant amount of your accumulated time off. Now with your promotion, your benefits have shifted again.
You're here to tell me to take some time off?
In a manner of speaking.
Not a problem. I have a trip planned next week and again in August for a wedding. The holidays are in a few months, so I'll tack on some time there too.
Evan, a few days sprinkled here and there will not cut it. You need to look at weeks. 10 weeks, to be specific.
I suck in a sharp breath, mentally calculating my PTO. 10 weeks?
10.
None of that rolls over or pays out?
That's with your rollover and payout. I did the computing myself.
Shit. There's no way.
The perks of an overachiever.
I catch the humor in his voice. You consider this funny?
Not at all. But most people would jump at this news. You look miserable.
How the hell am I supposed to manage my business if I'm not here?
How about getting an assistant?
You're an ass. I fall back in my chair.
Sneak attack. Think about it.
Anything else on your mind?
The list is endless. My next question is about this office. You've been in here for over a week.
If it makes you feel better, Darby and my mom are coming today to help me unload and decorate. His eyes light up and he wiggles his eyebrows.
How is your sister?
Very bossy, very pregnant, and very much in love.
Bossy and pregnant I can deal with. It's the in love part that is a problem.
Everyone here adores my twin sister. Being a small town, her story of reconnecting with Pierce Kendrick was a major topic of conversation. The band of diamonds, my nephew typically on her hip, and the fact that she is pregnant again do nothing to stop the teasing. Jackson is not the only man to throw in jabs about stealing her away. Get in line. Joe's been pining for a lot longer than you.
Joseph doesn't stand a chance.
No one has a chance, but you fools keep dreaming. He scrubs his chin, pretending to think about what I've said.
Fair enough.
Anything else?
Nothing business related. You ready for this trip to Vegas?
Joint bachelor and bachelorette party with a bunch of couples? Not sure what there is to be ready for.
Man, you ever been to Vegas? It's the perfect place for you to let loose and live a little. Let go of your control issues and enjoy it.
There's no point in arguing with him, because it's a well-known trait that control drives me.
Didn't you say Ashlyn's brother would be there?
Yeah.
Well, the three of you should be able to enjoy the trip, especially the nightlife. Just be careful. Things happen in Vegas.
You don't have to worry about me losing my ass at the tables.
That thought never crossed my mind. I'm thinking more along the lines of all the beautiful women.
I think I can handle the women. Been doing pretty well for 35 years.
There's a reason the entire city is built around a slogan. The booze, the money, the ladies. I've known even the strongest of men to find their weakness. Remember, not everything stays in Vegas. Don't get reckless.
Man, this visit of yours gets better and better. Any other worldly advice you'd like to dole out?
How about a drink after work? You're buying.
You lay off the pressure and I'm in. He stands, rapping his knuckles on my desk.
Totally off the clock. I need some help with my fantasy team.
So, you want to use my brain and spend my money?
He's almost out the door when he flicks his hand in the air and throws back. There is a reason I'm an excellent lawyer.
I turn back to the televisions on the wall, his words spin in my head. There's no way I'm taking 10 weeks off. What the hell would I do? My thoughts traveled to Vegas and the itinerary Scotty sent to everyone. Maybe Jackson is right, and it's time to let loose a little. Good thing for me, I never lose control, and I've never had a weakness.
Chapter 1. Evan.
If you don't put that phone away, it's going to find itself at the bottom of the fish tank,
Scotty hisses. You touch my phone, we'll have major problems. I raise my eyes to find him scowling.
Seriously, Evan? Can't you let it go for a weekend? We're in Vegas for a party. Anything happening back in Charleston can wait until you get to your office.
I run a business, Scotty. It requires attention.
Yes, but at this moment, it's past 8 on the East Coast. Not much you can do about anything. I'm honestly wondering why you came since you've been distracted since we landed on Wednesday.
I open my mouth to argue, but he's right. So far, most of my free time has been spent working.
Leave him alone. There's nothing wrong with being a workaholic,
Megan, Stephanie's sister, defends. Workaholic? Shit. The truth sucks. This woman doesn't know me and has pegged my lifestyle.
Okay, no more.
I drop the phone on my thigh and lift my hands in surrender.
And to your point, I'm here because Stephanie is like a sister to me. She's the one that comes without the headaches.
Psst, not likely. Try being her blood sister. She's a nightmare.
Megan's smile says the opposite. Stephanie Langley has been Darby's best friend for over a decade. What began as a business relationship quickly turned into an unbreakable bond of friendship. My family adores Stephanie, and truth is, she's responsible for helping Darby get to the point of success she is. I owe Stephanie more than I can ever repay. In a surprising twist, Stephanie met Todd at Darby's wedding. In a month, they're marrying. This long weekend in Las Vegas is a party for the happy couple. When Stephanie announced her plans to have her party in Vegas, Todd lost his mind, nixing the idea. Scotty stepped in. Scotty is more than Stephanie's legal assistant. He's an extension of her family. He came up with a solution to mix everyone together. Austin, Andrew, Megan, and I are the singles of the group. I've been around Megan a few times over the years, noticing she's the quiet type. Austin and Andrew Rhodes became part of our crew when their sister, Ashlyn, married Miller Kendrick recently.
The next round is on me.
I tip my glass to Scotty, receiving a grin of approval in return.
Oh, God, here we go,
Megan mumbles.
Looking at them makes me a little jealous and sick at the same time.
I follow her gaze to catch Todd, Stephanie, Darby, and Pierce headed our way. My phone buzzes with a text. Luckily, Scotty's focused elsewhere, so I glance down and immediately regret it. Rena.
I made a huge mistake. I should have never pressured you. Things were good between us, and I'd like to try again.
The unwelcome blast from my past sets my nerves on edge. In true Rena fashion, she's made what was a simple arrangement between two consenting adults into a thing. What she's forgotten is there was no pressure. She laid out an ultimatum, plain and simple. Rena Lewis and I hooked up on and off after meeting at a banking event. At first, she was perfectly fine with grabbing a drink, which always led us back to her place. Neither of us pushed for more, until a few months ago when I mistakenly mentioned Miller and Ashlyn's wedding. Her attitude then took a 180. I should have cut it off for the first sign of her persistence. But in a moment of weakness, I let my dick do my thinking. One thing led to another, and I found myself balls deep in her once again. Afterward, she laid out her ultimatum. Either I invite her to the wedding and introduce her to my life, or it's over. Option two it was. I walked away, cutting all ties. It may make me a supreme asshole, but it was a straightforward decision. No matter how good the sex was, no woman was dictating my life. I evaded any event we'd come into contact. It worked until last week at the annual client appreciation. She was there, draped on a man I didn't know. Her eyes met mine briefly, and in that second, her expression changed. I left without a word, avoiding any contact.
"You good man?"
Austin breaks into my thoughts, bringing me back to the scene in front of me.
"Yeah." "You look pissed."
"Nope." His eyes go to the hand gripping my phone.
"Whoever she is, must be pretty intense."
"Not intense. More of a mistake." He nods his understanding.
"Been there a few times.
But look at the bright side. We're in fucking Las Vegas. The women are everywhere. So my guess is, they aren't asking for more." I crack a grin and glance around. Why the hell am I sitting my ass in this bar, shooting back scotch, and waiting on the last of the happy couples to arrive? Not only that, I'm tortured by the fact that my sister is glowing like a firework. It has nothing to do with the fact she's pregnant. The shimmers covering them both tell me more than I need to know. "I'm ditching," I announce lowly to Austin and Andrew. "This is getting too soppy for me."
"I'm with you."
Andrew drains his glass.
"Me too."
Austin stands. "Let's head out before my sister comes in and God forbid Miller's covered in those fucking sparkles." Too late. As soon as the words are out of his mouth, Ashlyn glides in with Miller holding her waist. Darby shoots me a glance, reading my thoughts, and non-verbally pleads with me to stay. Her hand drops to her stomach, and fuck if my irritation doesn't fade. For over 12 years, I've lived with the shell of my sister. She never fully recovered until she came back to Charleston and confronted Pierce. Piece by piece, he did what none of us could do and put her back together, suffocating her with his devotion. Now, she's determined to make up for lost time with the cloud she lived under for so long. Our drinks arrive and I dip my chin, deciding not to bail yet. When Scotty announces that he's trying to play matchmaker for all the singles, my eyes narrow at her. She barely hides her amusement. I half listen to them gushing about their encounter today with a woman at the spa. When Scotty calls her a flawless flower child, the question flies out of my mouth.
Flawless flower child? Is that the politically correct way of saying hippie?
I'd describe her as more bohemian,
Darby offers.
She is wonderful.
The conversation carries on, but everything goes static as my eyes zero in on the woman floating into the bar. Her bright eyes dash around, landing on mine. Holy fuck. An unfamiliar sensation invades my chest. The purple dress hugs her every curve and highlights her tight body, and a mass of multicolored waves fall down her back, topped with a crown of flowers circling her head like a halo. Tiny sparkles glimmer across her skin, adding to her glow. She's exquisite. Absolutely fucking breathtaking. An electric current fills the space, and I'm unable to tear my eyes from her. Mesmerized is the only way to explain what's happening to me. The spell is broken when she's immediately surrounded by the women in our group. The next few minutes are a blur as she's introduced around. Poppy. I repeat the name silently, letting it roll on my tongue. Shit if my brain's not scrambling to keep up. Our eyes meet again, and this time I make out the hazel glow. The tip of her tongue darts across her bottom lip, making my dick jerk.
Hope you enjoy the show. Maybe we can catch up afterward.
She speaks to the group, but her words are directed my way. I give a brief nod as Scotty mentions meeting later. She smiles a blinding smile, and my heart picks up speed. Fuck me. What the hell is happening? When she's disappeared, the skin on the back of my neck prickles. I turn to find Pierce and Miller smirking. They throw out some smart-ass comments, but my thoughts are on the striking beauty. This whole goddamned trip just took a turn. My phone buzzes with another text, and I scan the message from Rena.
Please call me. You may assume I'm with another man, but that's done. I ended it after seeing you and knowing I wasn't over us. Let's give it another chance. I'll be patient this time.
I don't give a second thought to my callous reply, ready to end this charade and any further communication. I've met someone.
Chapter 2. Poppy. I fluff my hair, making sure all the pins are out before slipping the flowered vine on my head. Girl, you were on fire tonight. I swear, flames were shooting with every move. Dante, one of my co-performers and best friends, raves. Thanks. I felt good. Had a fabulous day. Ah, yes, the famous send-off to my 20s weekend. Each day, I'm closer to 30. At some point, I need to think of my next steps. He eyes me quizzically in the mirror. Not after tonight. Your contract is as good as gold. You are perfection, Poppy Malone. Always my cheerleader. Telling the truth. Speaking of the truth, who is the crew waiting in the lobby? What makes you think I know them? We'll call it a hunch. If I know who they are, it's a group of women I met at the spa. Of course, you met friends. But the group waiting isn't only women. I haven't seen a group of men that delicious in a while. Evan's face and the way our eyes locked for a split second when I walked into the bar flash in my mind. Flutters bounce and swarm in my stomach, and my hands tremble slightly as I pile all my stuff together and stow it under the dressing table. Oh my God, you're blushing, Dante screech shouts. I'm not. You are. Those perfectly pearly cheeks are pink. Spill it. I cup my hand over his mouth and glance around, making sure we're alone. There's nothing to spill. His gaze sweeps over me. Then why are you trembling? It's useless to deny my nerves to the one man who has been a constant in my life the last 7 years. Because I'm nervous. He chews on his bottom lip, continuing to scan over me. After a few seconds, his expression relaxes. 6'4", dark, unruly hair, slight scruff, hard body, looking like an Armani model? You described most of them. This one, with unusual eyes, the color of light copper, a broody disposition, and staring beams like Superman at the exit door? Really? Oh, yeah. Want to fill me in? Nothing to say. We haven't even spoken. Interesting. He runs his hand through his platinum blonde hair. Not a word. Not yet. Why is it interesting? Because he's got some seriously possessive vibes for a man who's never exchanged a word. You're exaggerating. I wave him off, but inside my heart is soaring. His face takes on a look of concern. One day. You will accept how exceptional you truly are. Exceptional is a stretch, but for now, how do I look? Like an angel sent from the gypsy gods to grace this earth with all your radiance? Thank you, Dante. I needed to hear that. I bounce into him, kissing his cheek. Pips, I'm hanging with you for a while. You are not big brothering me. Nope. I'm taking my favorite girl out and meeting her new friends. Wouldn't be doing my job if I let you go off with a bunch of strangers without checking them out first. Meaning, you're checking Evan out. Evan! So Mystery Man has a name? Dante! Come on, Pips. 7 years of living like a nun. And when you decide to dip your toes in the pool, you set your sights on a man like that. I'd be doing an injustice to best friends everywhere if I didn't at least get a feel for him. Promise not to embarrass you. Fine, but I think you're going way out on a limb and assuming things. It's just drinks. They leave Vegas on Sunday, all of them. Plus, I don't even know if Evan's single. Let's go. He offers his elbow, and I link my hand through, letting him lead us through backstage. With each step closer to the stage door, my anticipation grows. The second we hit the side lobby, there's a chorus of clapping. Dante slips into his post-performance mode, taking my hand and twirling me out before swinging me back. The claps grow louder, but my focus lands on the man perched against the wall, his eyes searing where Dante has his hold on my waist. I'm not the only one who notices. If that man wasn't single before tonight, he is now. Think you should introduce me before my flesh incinerates. Dante whispers, releasing me. Everyone, this is my best friend, Dante. They all talk at once, praising the show. Dante soaks up the attention, squeezing my elbow before nudging me to the side and out of the cluster. Evan remains against the wall, watching intensely. Dante is right. He looks every bit the Armani model. The bright lights from the chandeliers highlight the copper sheen of his eyes that are locked with mine. After what seems like forever, he pushes off. I've been a dancer most of my life, and for the last 7 years, I've been a performer in Las Vegas. The industry is not for the faint of heart. It's never gotten to me. But right now, staring up into the eyes of this gorgeous man, my nerves are shot. Did you enjoy the show? I ask on a shaky breath when he steps close. Stunning. Many people feel that way after seeing it for the first time. I'm not referring to the show. He bends, running his lips across my cheek and bringing them close to my ear. You are remarkable. Just like that, my nerves somersault into a roller coaster dive. Thank you. He stands back to full height, staying close so the scent of his cologne washes over me. Poppy. I tip my face to find his eyes are back to the intensity I noticed earlier. Yes? There's no telling what this group has planned. Promise me you'll save the last dance for me. At his request, a ripple of excitement joins my overactive nerves. Pips, time for me to head home, Dante announces. I'll walk you out. Scotty and Billy say their goodbyes while Evan stands to shake his hand. Even in the low lights of the club, it's easy to see something passes between them before Dante flashes his approving smile. You satisfied I'm safe now? I ask when we're almost to the door. Wouldn't be leaving you if I didn't think you were in excellent hands. He twists, surprising me by pulling me into a hug. Who would have thought my gypsy goddess would fall for a business mogul? I think falling for him is premature. He releases me. Not for anyone paying attention and who knows you as I do, but do me a favor and think long and hard before you jump ahead of yourself. Even you aren't immune to the Vegas curse. You don't think I'm not? You think I'm going to sleep with him tonight? Sweet Poppy, you may be innocent, but you're not ignorant. Even you can't miss how that man has been observing you like a hawk. It's like watching...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?